You understand the questions that surround it, though, considering the history of Anheuser-Busch in town. At one point, they're saying everything will be the same, but now they're worried that jobs will go away. So you understand that there's still some concern out there, even though you're addressing these head-on, right?
I do absolutely understand the concern and appreciate the concern, and it's something that, you know, has really driven our communication strategy with our employees. I think that if you were to talk to, you know, an Express Scripts employee randomly, what they would tell you is they have been well communicated to through this process, because I recognize the context in which they're viewing this merger is other mergers that don't have these dynamics. And I think all you have to do is reflect on some of the things that David Cordani, the CEO of Cigna, has said, and I suspect will say today when he's out in the media, as it relates to the sort of industrial logic of this merger. And it is truly to grow our capacity to innovate and create affordability, predictability, and access in healthcare. And St. Louis is going to be the center for that. We are the headquarters for a health services business that I think can continue to transform healthcare, as Express Scripts has for years. And I'd point to just simply one staffing decision that was made, which is that the head of community affairs for the entire corporation of Cigna is going to be Susan Stith, who is right here in St. Louis and who has led our foundation and has led our community outreach efforts for a good number of years. And she will now take that role for the entire Cigna Corporation based here in St. Louis. So I think that folks should see that as a very, very positive sign about both how Cigna thinks about the talent that we have here and how we're going to engage in the community.